Good morning and welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, we dive into the inspiring work of Unify Montrose, a local initiative tackling a critical issue in our community, the child care shortage. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, we dive into the inspiring work of Unify Montrose, a local initiative tackling a critical issue in our community, the child care shortage. This year, Unify Montrose dedicated its efforts to exploring viable solutions to this pressing problem. This week marks a significant moment for them as they present their findings for the first time, a culmination of extensive research and community involvement. Although Unify operates independently of local government, the excitement among local leaders is palpable. There's a keen interest in what the delegates, a group of community members selected by Unify, have to propose. Mayor Barbara Bynum of Montrose encapsulates this sentiment well, expressing how community-driven ideas are always a welcome sight. Unify's approach has been thorough and collaborative. They began by identifying childcare as a key issue through market research. Their findings were alarming, revealing Montrose as a childcare desert with a significant gap between the number of children and available licensed childcare spots. With over 2,600 children under six in Montrose County and a majority living in households where all parents work, the need for adequate childcare is clear. The process Unify undertook involved not just research, but also engaging with local experts, including government officials and childcare specialists, to understand the issue deeply. This led to the formation of a solutions team, and next week, the delegates will present their initial findings to this team. Mayor Bynum brings an interesting perspective to the table, highlighting childcare as not just a family issue, but a wider economic concern. While it might not top community surveys, given its relevance to a specific demographic, its impact on the broader economy is undeniable. As we look ahead, the city is open to exploring solutions that the community supports. But more than that, what stands out in this initiative is the level of community engagement and education. It's about keeping the community at the forefront of local issues, a sentiment echoed by Chrissy Simmons from Maslow Academy and Matt Jenkins from the Montrose County School District. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, flags across Colorado will be lowered today in a solemn tribute to Sergeant Michael Moran of the Cortez Police Department, who tragically lost his life in the line of duty on November 29th. This act of remembrance was ordered by Governor Jared Polis, coinciding with the day of Moran's funeral services in Cortez. Let's delve into the events that led to this tragedy. It was during a routine traffic stop on South Broadway in Cortez that Sergeant Moran was fatally shot. The suspect, identified as 44-year-old Jason Campbell from Utah, also lost his life in a subsequent exchange of gunfire with other officers, just a short distance from the initial incident. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation has confirmed that as of now, no one is in custody in relation to Moran's murder. A passenger in Campbell's vehicle, present at the time of the shooting, was interviewed by authorities and later released. Moran, who had been a respected member of the force since 2012 and served as a canine handler, is survived by his two daughters, other family members, and the community he diligently served. His dedication and service to the people of Cortez will be remembered and deeply missed. A private memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. today at the Cortez Recreation Center. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. For more information on any of these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, Elevate Internet. Visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all the issues that matter to our community. Go to montrosepress.com to subscribe for just $1.99 per week for our digital edition. You'll get unlimited access to every story, feature, and special section. Thank you, and remember to tune in again next time on montrosepress.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.